You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day to you midway through the week as we approach Thursday. Had a great first hour talking about the New England Patriots and what Bill Belichick needs to do at that quarterback position. We got more of a full show coming up. Three more hours on deck with you. And, you know, most people think that he needs to rock with Stidham. Certain people said Josh Rosen from Miami. Somebody said Matt Stafford. They don't have cap room necessarily to bring in like a Cam Newton. Tanking for Trevor Lawrence. I can't see the Patriots tanking. I'm JR. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. On Twitter, on Instagram, everything is at JR Sport Brief. I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. We know times are tough right now, but Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help you. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. I am with you for the next 3 hours, and this hour is going to be real interesting, okay? We know, and I'm extremely thankful that even with no sports, there have been replays on. I get bored every now and then with the replays. I can't watch every single game and every matchup. You know, but last night on HBO, while I was right here on air, they debuted a documentary called The Scheme. And, you know, there's so many instances over the years where we hear about college coaches getting caught up in paying players. We hear, you know, the NCAA is just shuffling money under the table and teams are playing players to try to get them to play and sneaker companies are doing it. Well, in 2017, you know, one of those instances basically came up in sports. And it's very simple. You may remember that Rick Pitino's name was brought up in this situation. Will Wade from LSU was brought up. Sean Miller from Arizona. But one name that you probably didn't know or hear of was a gentleman by the name of Christian Dawkins from Saginaw up in Michigan. And he came from a basketball playing family. This kid was a basketball player, and then he stopped. You know, in high school, as a lot of us do, it's like, hey, I can't go out there and ball against, you know, Draymond Green or whoever the case may be. And he moved into the business side of basketball. And along with doing that, you know, he got involved with an agency, had to leave the agency, and then got connected with a financer, someone to invest in him starting his own agency. Little did he know that the man who was going to be financing his new basketball agency was an FBI agent. This FBI agent was giving him money to build up a case to hopefully catch college coaches in a bribery scandal. This is absolutely wild. You know, there are a lot of stories that you read in the paper and you see online and it becomes commonplace. You don't put too much thought into it or you don't think about the human beings that are actually involved. It's very simple. Christian Dawkins is a real person. HBO helped humanize someone who you generally see. I feel like you see this story once a year. So-and-so arrested for bribery, paying players. You see it a lot. And at 11:20, we're actually going to be talking to Christian Dawkins. If you have any thoughts on what I should ask, if you have any questions before I get him on the phone, if you saw the documentary last night, if you saw it this morning like I did on HBO, it's streaming live now. It's called The Scheme. If you have any questions, feel free to call me up, 855-212-4CBS. And I'm going to make sure that hopefully I can get your question in. This is a young man who thought he was starting a business. And yes, he was paying players, but he was told, hey, I want you to start paying coaches. I'm the investor. You do what I tell you to do. I want you to pay these coaches. He didn't agree with it, but then he ended up in fraud and bribery charges, which are still ongoing today. We still have a couple of calls here. Our line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. Own, rent, it doesn't matter. Geico makes it easy to tie together your home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. It is easy. We have some other callers on the line. Let's get them on. Let's holler at Cam up in Detroit. What's up, Cam? How are you?
JR.
What's on your mind?
I want to say it like this. First of all, I'm a Payne Lions fan. I really hope Stafford should ask for a trade, but I'm realistic. I know he's too nice to do that. If he'd ask for a trade, the Patriots would win 5 rings in a row. That's for another different day. But I think that the Pats, after watching RG3, I think he's like Alex Smith. He'll give you a few nice throws. He won't turn the ball over. He's a game manager. So I think they should trade for RG3.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if you want to trade for him and his knees, I think, okay, that's fine. He didn't have to do all that much work with Lamar Jackson. But I don't know if the Patriots are going to go for, you know, a smash like that. But he is the middle-of-the-road quarterback at this point in his career. And it wouldn't surprise me at all, Cam.
And one more for you, if that doesn't work out. I know the Pats were very high on Jacoby Brissett when he was there with them.
Yes.
So why not try to turn back the dice? The Colts are paying him $15 million a year. They're not going to pay him $50 million to be a backup. So why not give them a call and trade a fourth for Jacoby?
Okay. I mean, that would really put your eggs in a big basket. And thank you so much, Cam, from Detroit and calling up. That really be putting your eggs in a basket there. I mean, the reality is Jacoby Brissett, you know, he's an average quarterback. Do the New England Patriots, do they need to go and do something extra to acquire an average quarterback? I mean, he went 18-6 yesterday in regards to touchdown interception ratio. Jacoby Brissett is a good quarterback. But, I mean, as for all of the talk, and this is something where sometimes you just have to trust the organization. You have to trust what they say and what they are doing. This is the reality. You know, they're not, they believe in Stidham. You hear it. And I don't think it's all, you know, what do you call it? I don't think it's all lip service. They really believe in him. And whether he's going to be an average quarterback, whether he's going to be a Pro Bowler, whether he's going to be slightly below average, I have faith in the Patriots and Bill Belichick that Stidham is at least average, if not above average. Now, if he goes any higher than that, that's where the conversation and the debate can go. But I don't think they need to go out of their way to bring back Jacoby Brissett when you have somebody who you probably think can already do the job. Let's go to Baltimore. Let's talk to Chase. Chase, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind, Chase?
Good. I mean, I hate to sound negative here, but I just think it's cute that everyone's calling in and saying these random players like Johnny Manziel. I mean, like, what's next? Like Tony Romo out of the press box? Tim Tebow? I mean, come on. Let's get real here, but I just wanted to say that I think, first of all, what you said was the most realistic bet at this point for the Patriots. And also, I just wanted to point out that there is no way in the world that Bill Belichick is going to be tanking anytime soon. I mean, that's like getting him to get out of his sweatshirt. That's just not happening.
Well, every now and then you see Bill Belichick, one of his sweatshirts has sleeves on it, you know?
Uh-huh.
So maybe one day we'll see him out of a sweatshirt, and maybe we'll see him coaching in a suit. But I got your point, Chase. Thank you for calling up.
Yeah. Have a great night, man.
You as well. Shout outs to Chase calling up from Baltimore. I appreciate it. I can't when things get back to normal, I can't wait to get back to the Inner Harbor out in B-more. Shout outs to all my folks in Baltimore. I can't even say it with the Baltimore accent. Baltimore. I love it up in Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody up there. You know, yeah, they ain't no tank. And I actually just tweeted this. There ain't no tank with Bill Belichick. It's not happening. You know, I think, and I do want to slightly disagree with one of our earlier callers about, you know, there's no chance. There's no Trevor Lawrence. You know, the New England Patriots would have to absolutely just completely bomb and this and that. You know, well, listen, other things have happened. I'm not going to just, you know, check a box and say New England Patriots penciled in for you know, 7 or 8 wins, definitely not above or below 500. No, I'm not going to say the Patriots won't be a playoff team with the expanded playoffs this upcoming season, moving from 12 to 14 teams. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to give them a chance to at least, you know, current roster, Bill Belichick, great coach. A lot of people think that Tom Brady, his whole career was as a result of Bill Belichick's system, because you can look at a Matt Castle and a Garoppolo. I don't completely agree with that, but some people believe that. And that Bill Belichick can plug in a quarterback, and which he has done in the times that Tom Brady's been out, and keep winning. Because he has. But I don't think that's the case now. There's obviously going to be pressure on Stidham to go out there and perform. And, you know, I'm going to say the Patriots will be above average, because they have an above average coach. Now, whether the talent can go out there and get the job done is a totally different conversation. But I'm not going to discount injuries like injuries don't exist. Who's to say that Jarrett Stidham is not out there on the field and gets hurt? And now we got to look at Brian Hoyer. You just cut Kessler. I would presume they're going to eventually bring in a third quarterback. I mean, we've had some people brought up some great names and great options. Are you bringing in a Rosen as a reclamation project from Miami? Someone who could not beat out Ryan Fitzpatrick. You want to talk about someone who just will throw the ball anywhere. Ryan Fitzpatrick is like Brett Favre light. I'm going to throw you into the game, or I am definitely going to throw you out of the game. You don't know which version of Ryan Fitzpatrick that you're going to get on any given Sunday. And Josh Rosen couldn't take that job from him in what was supposed to be his second opportunity in his second year in the NFL. Do I think Josh Rosen is done as a player? No. Can he be a little bit disenfranchised right now? Yes. But I think he would actually be a very good option. And you know what? Before we go, I told you that we're going to go ahead and chat with Christian Dawkins from The Scheme on HBO. You know, before we do that, I want you to listen to the trailer right now. This shows you about the man, or tells you about the man we're getting ready to talk to. Christian Dawkins, The Scheme on HBO. Listen to this right now.
In the basketball agency world, Christian is like a mastermind.
For a young guy, incredibly well connected.
He wanted money to run a sports agency.
My investor, Jeff D'Angelo, says we should fund coaches. That is essentially bribery. I'm trying to tell him that makes no sense. He goes, this is my money. You're going to do what I tell you to do.
Christian had no idea Jeff D'Angelo was an FBI agent trying to build a coach's bribery case.
I was like, you think paying coaches makes sense? Cool. I told the coaches what was happening. Listen, bro, this guy's stupid. Let's go in here. I'm going to take the money and keep it.
You literally cannot make this up.
Imagine starting your own basketball agency, having all the connects to the players and the coaches, and then the FBI tries to funnel money into your business without you knowing, and then says, we're trying to build a case around you. That's exactly what happened with Christian Dawkins. HBO documentary, The Scheme, is out now. When we come back, I'm going to have Christian Dawkins on the phone just to figure out how that even feels. It's the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a good day to be alive. Every day above ground is a good one. And we already started teeing up the conversation about the lack of athletics in the world. Well, HBO just put out an amazing a documentary. It's called The Scheme. If you're a fan of basketball, if you're a fan of sports, this is something you need to watch. It is based around a young man named Christian Dawkins. Christian is like he was a basketball prodigy growing up, got into the business side, got into the agency side, the scouting side, and then ended up in an FBI investigation that centered on the NCAA and the payment of players. And Christian is facing some time behind bars. He's also given his own perspective that we all know that the NCAA is all about money. So on the line right now, we have Christian Dawkins, who was basically the centerpiece for The Scheme on HBO. Christian, how are you doing, my man?
Pretty good. How's everything today for you, sir?
Everything is rolling well. So, you know, we played a little bit of the trailer before you came on, and I think it really it encapsulates what The Scheme is all about. It's just very interesting how someone like yourself come up in Michigan ends up in the center of this case. And the FBI even built a case around you to try to have you pull in people like Rick Pitino and Sean Miller, some of these big coaches in college. First of all, how was the process in putting this entire doc together? You have to rehash everything.
So there's someone I'm close to, Rudy Klein Thomas, really, really, really smart businessman, very connected. When everything first happened, maybe a month or so after, we reconnected, and I was basically, you know, having a conversation, venting to him, basically. And he said, you know, he brokered the idea, or he mentioned the idea that if he thought it would be good if myself and Peter Nelson connected, because he thought we had some synergies that could make sense.
Peter Nelson, for people who don't know, is head of HBO Sports. Yeah,
head of HBO Sports, correct. So Peter, once we met at HBO. It was maybe an hour meeting, and he pretty much told me, listen, I want to make this film with you. I've got to put together the pieces. I, you know, was just like, okay. I didn't think nothing of it at that point, to be honest with you. But that was the genesis of the conversation. I didn't know definitively if it would go the way it came or it would develop into what ended up happening, but obviously it did. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share my story and share my opinion. I'm humbled by people listening. So yeah, that's how it came together, and that's how we got here today.
Now, you're facing charges of bribery and wire fraud, and we know how the system works in the United States of America. There are a lot of athletes who are paid and encouraged to attend particular colleges in hopes that they get drafted, go to the big time, whether it's the NBA, the NFL, and then you would hope that you can recoup that investment. That's not what the case is supposed to be. These charges that you're currently facing, where do they stand right now in the appeals process?
So the appeal process is ongoing. I don't get, like, daily updates. I don't know definitively where exactly we are with it. I know we had an oral argument for the first trial maybe a week or two ago. From the reports that I read, it seemed as if, you know, there was judges who were on the prosecution side, and there was judges who seemed to be questioning some of the prosecution's theories, so legal theories. So in saying that, that's where we are from the case standpoint right now. It's still not done, and we're just waiting to see how everything plays out.
Right, and you got roped into all of this. First, you worked for Andy Miller. You were basically the dude who was doing the work, and Andy Miller has represented some of the top basketball players in the past 20 years. And you you came on and basically did all of the day-to-day work, because let's face it, as an African-American, it was easier for you to go ahead and relate with the players. Because of another issue with Uber rides and another agency, you had to depart. You started and wanted to start your own agency. Little did you know that the money guys behind the agency were actually undercover FBI agents who were trying to build a case around corruption, not just with yourself, but others. And it just went on and on. Your investor wanted you to give money to coaches. You didn't understand why. You were saying it doesn't make any sense. Now, at what point in time were you just starting to feel a little fishy about the situation with your investor? I know you thought he was stupid.
I started to feel fishy when we did the Vegas trip, and I seen the amount of money that they were spending, like, on suites and you know, food and just the overall, just, I call it like T&E, like, you know, entertaining prospective clients or clients, which all businesses, you know, incurred some of those expenses. Ours was just completely egregious. And it was like, I mean, it doesn't take a great mathematician to understand if spending all this in a weekend, yeah, it's going to take a long time to recoup this, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the kind of things that I was thinking, and I just thought that anybody who had the smarts and the intellectual capabilities that you probably need to become rich enough to blow money, they wouldn't waste money that way. They would think the scenarios through deeper from a business standpoint, and they just didn't do that. And that's when I started to realize, okay, this probably isn't the most above board thing that's happening, and we probably got arrested a couple weeks after that.
Now, I mean, even from the get-go, when you check out the scheme on HBO, we're talking to Christian Dawkins with this film is centered around. When you think about the onset of how you got started in basketball and then the connections and relationships that you made, we know whether you're in the street or whether you're in a boardroom, you know, there are a lot of shady individuals out there. And when you when you finally went forward to set up and start your own business, and you started being wined and dined and introduced with these relationships, there wasn't even a red flag that all of this wasn't too good to be true. I mean, they had you on a big yacht in New York City. You're having lunches and dinners in Midtown Manhattan. None of this just made you go, "Wow, this is too good to be true."
Yes and no. I mean, listen, a part of what makes me what made me effective in that space, I had a lot of confidence. So a byproduct of that is I'm thinking at that moment that they should be doing all these things to get me to be in business with them. Rightfully or wrongfully, that's the way I thought of it. So on one hand, I didn't think it was too good to be true, but on the other hand, I did, because the amount of money all these things cost, it doesn't really make sense for what in that particular business. It doesn't make sense because the margins just don't correlate with spending that much money. Like, it doesn't add up. Then I guess I did. But this is my rebuttal to anybody, and I made a lot of mistakes, but the biggest rebuttal I have to anybody that would question how didn't I know, it wasn't that I didn't think they were sketchy, because I did. I think the film shows that I thought it was a little bit crazy what was happening. But at the same time, man, none of this to me in my head is illegal. So if what I think the actions that are happening, if I don't think they're illegal, how could I fathom that this could be the FBI? Like, in my head, breaking the NCAA rule isn't illegal. So there's no way there could be cops or the FBI or whomever around in my head, because we're breaking NCAA rules, which none of us belong to. I'm not an NCAA. So I thought of it like, how could anybody be looking into me when what we're doing should be happening, for one? And two, there's no law in the books that says, yo, you can't pay a collegiate athlete at the federal level, and that's a federal felony. That's not a law. It doesn't exist. So in my head, I wasn't thinking that deeply, and that was a mistake. But at the same time, I'm like, what am I doing that's criminal? That could even attract criminal, criminal organizations and those FBI and those kind of people that bring them into your life. I didn't think I was doing anything that would cause that all these things to happen.
We have Christian Dawkins on the line. He's the centerpiece of the new documentary, The Scheme, on HBO. You can go ahead and stream it right now. It debuted last night. You talk about being the centerpiece, and they tried to rope you in. And I can't imagine being in a hotel room in New York City and then all of a sudden someone saying, boom, this is the FBI. And you can rock with us, or you're going to go away in cuffs. They actually wanted you to help bring down Rick Pitino and Will Wade and some of these other big-time college coaches. You said no. They came out, guns drawn, and that was it. You were in prison next, in a federal prison in Lower Manhattan. I actually went to high school around the corner on Pearl Street. Mm-hmm. In El Chapo.
Yeah, I know all about Pearl Street.
Yeah, Pearl Street. Unfortunately, you know about Pearl Street. Right upstairs was El Chapo. How did you think that basketball, the game of basketball that people are playing in the street and garbage cans, et cetera, that you got roped up not into just the business side of it, but in a legal portion, in a federal case?
No, that to me is still, I can't answer that question truthfully for you because I still don't understand it. And I'm not even trying to be biased. I don't understand how we got here. I still don't understand it. Like, I've tried so many times, man, to try to to take the side of the prosecution and try to criminalize our actions. Because in my head, to truly for something to be a crime, you've got to have a victim. Somebody has to be victimized. And you can't use the universities as the victims when they're reaping the benefits off of these kids' backs to the tunes of millions of dollars, and they're not paying them anything. How could they be the victim of getting good players? That doesn't make sense. So when it happened, I couldn't believe it. Watching a film makes me emotional because it makes me realize what the level everything got to, and none of these things should have happened. None of these things should have happened.
We are on the line with Christian Dawkins, centerpiece of the scheme on HBO, just based around a lot of corruption in the NCAA and the basketball community in whole. You know, Christian was charged with bribery and wire fraud. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Do not go anywhere, because there are several coaches and other people who are involved in this film. And this is real life. This is a Rick Pitino who recently was lost his job at Louisville, but now is coaching up at Iona. You have your Will Wade at LSU. You have Sean Miller from Arizona. We're going to talk to Christian about what he thinks the NCAA needs to do. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We are having a conversation right now with Christian Dawkins. He's the centerpiece of the scheme on HBO. It debuted last night. He's a young man, a basketball prodigy, went from organizing an AAU team back home, moved into the agency world, and then the federal government, the FBI, got involved with him and tried to rope him into bribery and fraud charges. And these are cases that are still open right now. You want to check out the scheme on HBO. Christian is still on the line. You know, Christian, we just spoke about the process of putting together the film, how you got together with Rudy Klein-Thomas and the folks at HBO to really showcase this. When you think about the NCAA and even what they've done more recently in saying, you know what, we're going to let the athletes make a little bit of money to monetize their likeness, what do you think about the progress or lack of progress that they've made?
Yeah, I think that they're just sitting on their hands. Like, they can change these rules if they want to. They can allow players to monetize their likeness and their name if they like to. Every other citizen in America can do it. This isn't something that's going to require major legislative lobbying and restructuring. This is something that is already a basic American right. So they've taken that from the athlete. That's just the bottom line. And they've taken it to reap the benefits for themselves, and I'm saying the NCAA. So this isn't something that can't happen or should be difficult. This is something that could happen, and they're preventing it from happening, and the athletes are you know, in a bad position because of it. The people around the business are affected because of it. And then you have the most unfortunate situation where you have, take myself out of this, because I'm getting a lot of the attention now, but there's numerous other defendants in this case who did even less than me as it pertains to something that could even be viewed as a criminality, in my opinion. So it's like, the NCAA to me is the biggest villain. They're the biggest problem. They're the true criminal enterprise, because I don't know another entity in this country, at least, that can reap billions of dollars and not pay the government any taxes, and also doesn't pay, you know, the athletes or their essentially the talent anything. I don't know how they get away with it.
We're on the line with Christian Dawkins, the centerpiece of the scheme on HBO, debuted last night. It's a must-watch if you're a fan of sports, if you're a fan of basketball. It doesn't matter what level. This had to be you. Could it have been anybody else? With your background and how you started as a child to the relationships that you built, the FBI could have went after anybody. Why was it you?
I again, man, that's the only thing I want to know. If I could, if I could get that question answered by the prosecution, that's literally I would shut up and go away, and not even just know why. I want to know why it was, who justified it, why this was approved, why at certain moments when I'm clearly saying I don't want to do this, they're listening to these phone calls. Why didn't someone internally say, listen, man, we shouldn't be doing, like, it's so many questions that I have. And again, I'm not going to argue with them about me being a perfect person. They're right in their assumption that I have a lot of growing to do and I wasn't a perfect person then. I probably will never be. But at the same time, I shouldn't have been charged with crimes for something that I told them I didn't want to do. And then secondly, something that isn't even illegal and should be something that they should be fighting for their American citizens, which in the athletes, to protect. They should be fighting against the NCAA to protect them and antitrust law. These are the kind of things that NCAA should be facing from Congress and the kind of pressure that Congress should be putting on them. When in turn the government is putting that back on people who's trying to help the athletes and the families, get what they're supposed to be getting. Now, I want to say full disclosure, I don't want to make myself out to be this humanitarian icon. At the end of the day, I was making money too. But my thinking and my thought process, and it's still the same today, it's okay to make money if everybody with you is also participating. And that was my thinking, and that was the only thing I was trying to get done then. And hopefully, you know, the NCAA and the people in power see, you know, the value of the athletes from the other point of view, from the other side of the table, and real change can be made.
The Scheme on HBO debuted last night. It's available for streaming right now. We have Christian Dawkins on the line, who was the centerpiece, and he's dealing with legal issues right now, cases of bribery and wire fraud against him. The FBI basically set him up to go ahead and try to bring down other coaches because he was financing players and trying to influence where players would go. He had an FBI agent pose as an investor, funnel money into his business, and say, hey, give this money to this coach. And when you think about some of the coaches that you were involved with, and you were wiretapped for what, 3 or 4 months?
I believe so, yeah. It was off and on. It was a couple of years off and on, but consistently, consecutively, it was like 4 months.
Yeah.
Or 4 months.
You were tracked. You had conversations with Will Wade and Sean Miller and their assistant coaches. When we think about the charges that you face right now of bribery and wire fraud, why is a Will Wade still coaching at an LSU when he's been recorded basically saying, yeah, we'll pay this guy? Or Sean Miller basically saying, we'll finance this student. Or Rick Pitino finally, once again, gets another lease at life, and then you're still in the system. Why is that?
Well, I think the answer to that is twofold. And the first thing I want to say is, I said in the film, anybody who's paying coaches, anybody who's paying players, in my opinion, isn't a bad person. So these guys, in my opinion, have done nothing that should warrant them to lose their job, because the reality of the business is their athletic directors and their presidents who give them these jobs and give them these million-dollar contracts are paying them to get the top players and to win games and to make money for the university. So all these things line up with having talented individuals. So if you have to do what you have to do to acquire those assets and that talent, you have to do it. So I don't think they're wrong in that. I think the reason why they didn't get charged goes back to more of the real point of the film, because people think this is a sports film. This isn't. This is a social justice, criminal justice film. It's so many other things about society that is shown publicly here for everyone to really dissect and download. Marty Blazer, a Caucasian man, stole millions of dollars and started this investigation. He was given the benefit of the doubt. The coaches who didn't get charged, or the superiors to the African-American assistant coaches who did, you know, them being Caucasians, again, they get the benefit of the doubt. That's something that society, if a white coach or if a white person comes out and says something, we don't have to fact check it as much, because subconsciously we're just a little more comfortable if they're coming from a white voice and their truth being heard and being respected as their opinion and their point of view. African-American, all of us are charged in prison before you can even really have a fair case. Like, if what doesn't happen yesterday, no one even hears our real side of the story. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we don't even get the benefit of the doubt to even express what happened and give our point of view before we're ridiculed, thrown away, and judged. That's the problem with America today. This is a sports-themed project, but it shows all of the problems that's wrong with society. Marty Blaser is a real crook and criminal who gets no time when we are charged with fraud and bribery and ruined our reputation for trying to give people money. He stole money from people, people's savings. Like, how can he do that and get away with it? And someone had to justify that in their head, that I would rather him be free and to help support Marty Blaser's cause as a thief and a criminal. Somebody in the FBI had to want that over or be okay him not seeing a day in prison and us going to prison. Someone had to live with that decision. That's a problem. That shouldn't happen in America today. And that was the reason for me having, you know, sitting for 2 hours and having an interview. Because those are the kind of things that kind of just get glossed over, and people have to understand these are real lives
yes.
that are being impacted.
And we're talking to Christian Dawkins, the centerpiece of the scheme on HBO, and the film actually breaks all of that down. You want to go ahead and stream it right now. Here on CBS Sports Radio, we have these conversations all day. I want to ask you. You were at the centerpiece and still are of this investigation. You've had to deal with the time and the resources and the emotions of it just for something that shouldn't necessarily be a problem. To go ahead and pay and pay athletes who, quote-unquote, are amateurs. What?
Correct.
This is my final question to you. What does the NCAA need to do so people like yourselves or even the coaches – and assistant coach, head coach, manager, agent aren't put in situations like this?
I mean, I think ultimately they need to do what's fair. That's it. I don't think any of us should ask for anything above and beyond that because, let's be honest, the NCAA has given us all great memories and they provided a platform for a lot of people to get education and to also move on at some cases to professional ranks. So they also add value. So they have a little bit of leverage. The players, the talent, also add value, and none of this can happen without them as well. The NCAA cannot perform all of these great duties that they perform without the talent. So it needs to be fair. Like, if you're going to make $1 billion, the athletes should be able to get some of that. Some of that is earmarked for them, should be. If an athlete wants to cut a deal with Nike or if he wants to cut a deal with a local radio station or a local car dealership, it may not even be as much as we imagine it to be. It could be some of these guys may not even get deals, but the point is they should not be restricted from the right to get them. That's an issue. That's something that no one should decide with an adult can do with their name, likeness, and it, like, no one should decide that for somebody else just because you want to play a sport. So that's the thing I would say to the NCAA is just be fair. Be fair and understand that, you know, the people that make up your governing body are really valuable and do what every other billion-dollar corporation should do. Take care of your people. Take care of your employees and don't think when an African-American comes and wants something and wants their fair share, that it's a problem, and that person is shady, and that person is in it for the money.
Mm.
When they do it, it's the same thing. It's no issue when they do it. You know what I mean? It's no issue. So that's really my rant. That's my only hope, my only prayer, is what comes from this is something positive, and hopefully that's a real change. And then, we're not here again in 5 years.
And then even for you, as you appeal these charges against you for bribery and wire fraud, the scheme on HBO is available for you to go ahead and stream right now. It's an ongoing situation. Christian, I want to thank you for taking the time to hop on and really give this first-person perspective.
No problem, boss. I appreciate you for having me and for your time.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we are going to take your calls. What do you think the NCAA needs to do to move forward? 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.